JT live in Vegas.
No chance an inaugural expansion hockey team's going to make the playoffs. Stop. They did.
The Knights win the Pacific Division in their inaugural season.
This city must turn into a hockey city on the radio fast. Talked to a friend today and he said, listen, it's all gravy from here on out. I go, you're wrong. It's not all gravy. You didn't get here to lose in the first bleeping round.
He's gone. All through his legs. Carlson, shorthanded.
I'm going to let you act like a hockey town the way they do in Detroit and Boston.
We got to match the intensity that they're going to bring. They have the experience, but we got home ice.
Somebody with a pulse.
This playoff, every game matters.
Here come the Knight fans.
What Vegas is going to bring into that arena is going to be incredible.
Let's act like a hockey town. Let's do our job. Let's go balls out every day for an hour. That's the only radio I do. I'm ready to go. I'm fired up.
Okay, guys, show us what you got.
And now, live from Las Vegas, here's JT the Brick.
Yes, it's hockey night in Vegas. Man, that sounds like a television network, right? Hockey night in Vegas. The Statue of Liberty at New York, with the jersey. And the city's got Friday night hockey in the postseason. Are you kidding me? And I'm stuck in the studio. So you better believe I'm going to make the best of it. Bobby, you're stuck in the studio till midnight or so, especially if there's a win. Welcome to the show brought to you by Golden Entertainment. We have guests in studio tonight from PTs on the beverage side, the food side. We'll tell you about all the great, unbelievable promotions right here in the Valley during April, everything that's happening during the postseason. Excited to have two gentlemen in studio a little bit later on to tell you about our partnership with PTs. Chris Matthews, he's already blowing up my phone. He's in the arena from News 8 Now. He's going to check in with us at about 4:40. And the only two-time winner of the Super Contest, Steve Fezzik, joining us at 20 after the hour. His ability to give you the angle from pregame.com and the advantage you need if you're going to bet on these games, including hockey, which we didn't think we'd get hockey bets going down here, other than, you know, national games and everybody betting the Stanley Cup playoffs with the team, the local team in town. This is incredible. Who's going to the game? You know my deal. You just heard the opening of the show. I put in there, Bobby put in there, we're a hockey town. Act like a hockey town. The NHL is here. Gary Bettman was in town. Everybody's here. Light up the phones at 876-1340. If you are on your way to the game, we have one more NHL gift box to give away. Hats, shirts, mugs, T-shirts, the whole deal. The big box. You need two people to carry it out of here. I'll give it to the best caller who has something to say at 876-1340. What has to happen tonight? I'm going to rub you the wrong way because I'm going to give you the truth because that's all I do. This is a must-win tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights. This is the first ever must-win game in franchise history. Never had to win a game. Opening game, on the road, regular season, there was never a game that was a must-win game until now. And here's why. Doughty's out, maybe the best defensive player in the league. The best defensive player in the league. I believe the best defensive player in the league, and the best player on the Kings is out. If you lose tonight to the Kings gain home ice advantage, and they get their best player back, and they have all the momentum. That's it. That's the show. That's the show. You take it wherever you want from there at 876-1340. When you have the best player on their team, with a tip and a cap to Jonathan Quick, who's a multiple Stanley Cup champion in goal, the best player in their prime is not playing tonight because he's suspended for one game for an illegal hit. You better win this game. This is a game you have to have because it puts all the pressure on them. They're down 2-0. If they win the game, they have all the momentum, not part of it, and they get home ice advantage. So this is a night where the Knights should win. I was listening to Ed Graney, the great columnist for the Review Journal, earlier tonight on the radio across at ESPN. He framed it perfectly. This is a must win. This is a game you have to win because if not, you lose everything that you had. And now you're fighting. You're clawing back. In hockey terms, you're clawing back to get home ice back. You want to lose home ice and have to get it back? No, no. It's Friday night in Vegas. It's Friday night in Vegas. The first Friday night game in the playoffs in the history of this town. You got to win the game. I was listening to TC's show as he wrapped it up. He was talking about, he had one of his guests on and said 3-0 is a fair score. I agree with that. But I'm not gonna say the Kings are gonna get, you know, shut out back to back games. No. So I think this game tonight's got to be a 4-2 game. This game tonight's got to be a 3-2 game. If it's a 3-1 game, I can live with it. If you're going to the game, what does this game mean? This is a game where you got to act like you're, and you have been great hockey fans, but you got to be a sophisticated hockey fan tonight. You got to go in there going, hey, when you're having a beer at the end of the first period, hey, Doughty's not in the game. We have the advantage. We're the better team. We have home ice. I'll buy you another beer. You buy me a drink. Let's win the game. This is really the game that you lock in on. Coming off the last game where they were unbelievable. They got the early lead in the game, and it stood up with that first goal in the first period.
To the far corner, Nosek looks up top, finds Theodore, shoots, and scores!
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Right out of the gate, they score, and it holds up. And then the defense kicked in the rest of the night. Fleury ended up winning the game in a shutout. I told you, I thought Quick played better. I thought Quick was the best player on the ice with both teams. He was fantastic, but the Knights put game one in their pocket.
Kings have control again, 10 seconds left. Kings left to right, play up to the line for Doughty, into the zone, to the right side, Kopitar with 5 seconds. Kopitar bumped, puck to the right corner, around behind with two, with one, it's over! Knights win it! Vegas defeats Los Angeles 1-0. And their first ever postseason contest.
No doubt about it. So they win it for Gerard Gallant. He talked about what this meant. The home ice, T-Mobile, is an advantage that this franchise has going forward.
No, it was outstanding. The guys, you know what? Our fans have been like that all season long. The helmet, coming out of the helmet today. So just those stuff that the organization does and the fan support that we get is unbelievable. So the guys are definitely excited and pumped up. And, you know, that's what they call the home ice. It was outstanding for us.
Yeah, so that's it. So tonight is game two of the first round of the playoffs in a must-win atmosphere, I believe. I had the Knights winning this in six, so I have a lot of respect for the Kings. I got a lot of respect for the Kings. I had the Knights in six. I think if the Knights win tonight, they'll win the series in five. Put up or shut up, this is a game you got to win. How you get into the game? Friday's got more traffic. Friday's got more traffic. When are you going? Are you in a party van? Are you taking an Uber? Are you staying in town? What are you doing for this game tonight? 876-1340. I got a ton of news to get to in regards to the NBA playoffs that are set. The games start tomorrow. And Dez Bryant being cut by the Dallas Cowboys is a huge story because he was let go way too late in the free agency period, which is a slap in the face to Dez, and a lot of teams have run out of money. Where do you think Dez Bryant fits? I think he's got to end up in Green Bay with the Packers. I really think the Packers are the perfect fit for Dez Bryant because he goes to the place where his greatest catch of all time was taken away. Aaron Rodgers loses Jordy Nelson to the Raiders. And if Aaron Rodgers could get Dez Bryant instead of Jordy Nelson, I think the Packers are up back on the road in the NFC, maybe to the Super Bowl. So a lot going on. We're a real busy show. Got a lot of guests coming in today. Want to hear from you as we started off with Rob on the flagship of the Golden Knights. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, I'm on my way to the game now because I don't want to miss a second. But talking about Doughty's cheap shot on Carrier the other night, something that wasn't shown on TV. I'm a season ticket holder. I've been at every game. Is all night long, the Knights were poking at him, pushing at him, taking shots at him, and he was extremely frustrated. So finally, you could just tell by the time he took that cheap shot, he wasn't being effective. And if the Knights keep that up, rattle his cage a little bit, you know, when he comes back from his suspension, I think they're going to be doing good in L.A.
Yeah, but they got. I'm not talking about L.A. tonight. I'm talking about Vegas. In order to win tonight without Doughty in the game, they have to get a lead, hold that lead, and get the obviously get the Kings to play out of their defensive realm where they'll want to take chances and turn the puck over so the Knights can use their speed, correct?
No, absolutely. They're forechecking the other night, the way the forwards came back. I mean, it was playoff hockey. I've been a season ticket holder for three different teams for 25 years. They were playing like a championship team the other night. If they keep it up, keep up the pace, crowd stays in it like they did the other night, I think this is a must win and it's going to be a win.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Bob Ibach joins us, and he's got a great, great promotion going on, which leads into the Vegas Golden Knights Foundation. He joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Bob, appreciate what you're doing here in town. Thanks for joining us.
Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and I know we've worked before, going back to my years when I was with the Chicago Cubs, and always like to do charitable work. And when the folks with the Golden Knights Foundation contacted us about this opportunity to salute the historic season for the team, as well as raise a lot of good monies for Las Vegas youth. We've got the military and first responders that some of the money's going to go toward, and also to help out the folks who are kind of hungry and the homeless in the community. What we're doing, 5,000 of these four-puck hockey sets are going to be produced. Each hockey puck comes with its own acrylic display case with a nice gold base. They're priced at $99 for the entire four-puck set. And again, I want to emphasize, only 5,000 of these sets will ever be produced. We're probably about halfway sold out already just after a couple days. And in a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how you can participate and get these for just $99. But before I do that, I want to point out what you're going to get on each of the four pucks. One puck salutes the Golden Knights' record-setting 51 wins for a first-year expansion NHL team. The second puck honors Vegas for winning the Pacific Division title. And it's also going to kind of give a recap on that puck of all the results of Stanley Cup playoff games throughout the whole series. And then pucks three and four, kind of a salute to two of their star players, the goalie Marc-Andre Fleury, who had that great, brilliant 1-0 shutout in game one, and also Wild Bill Carlson,
wow,
who got 42 goals this year and led the played in all 82 games. So you'll get those pucks. They have their photographs on those two different pucks, one for Fleury, one for Carlson. And, again, all four cost you $99 for the entire set. Everything is licensed, and it's going to help raise monies for the Golden Knights Foundation. So if you want to go ahead and order these, we're about halfway sold out. You can call today, 1-800-345-2868. Again, that's 1-800-345-2868. Or if you can't get through the phone lines, because I know they've been busy, go right to the website. You can see the hockey puck set right there at nicosports.com. And let me spell that. It's a little tricky. NICOsports.com. And these will be sent to you in about 4 weeks after the Golden Knights play their final game. And we hope that's not till June.
Bob Ibeck's our guest. Bob, this is a tremendous promotion because no one thought it would happen. You've been in this business. We go back a long way. How great is it when you have the perfect storm of an inaugural expansion team that wins their division, has a future Hall of Fame goaltender, you have this puck promotion, and the team is up in the postseason? It doesn't get, Bob, much better than this.
No, it doesn't. You know, my career goes back to the early days in the 70s when I was a sports writer at the Washington Post and then the Baltimore Sun. I covered the old Washington Capitals back when they were an expansion team, and you know, they struggled in their formative years before they actually got anywhere. And then I covered for 4 years in Philadelphia the Broad Street Bullies, the Philadelphia Flyers, and I talked to some of those players when they first came into the league, going way back with Bobby Clark and Billy Barber and some of those guys. To get to where the Golden Knights have done in one season is remarkable. I've been around sports for over 40 years. I can't compare it to anything else I've seen.
Yeah, it's an incredible promotion. I'm a longtime New Yorker, and I'm a guy who loves collectibles, and I love everything about this. I got two young kids, and anything in this town that you can get that has the Knights logo on it or something to do with the success of this franchise is amazing. The call-in number for this four-puck set is 800-345-2868. That's 800-345-2868. NICOsports.com, N-I-K-C-O, sports.com. Bob, you know sports. Give me something on the game tonight. This is an opportunity to put the Kings down, or the Kings win, and they're right back in the series with home ice advantage.
Well, I know, you know, you play the odds in these kind of games, and if they win tonight, and I hope they do, your chances of winning the series increases to over 80%. You lose tonight and have the set 1-1 going back to L.A., your chances of winning the series drops to 51%.
Yeah, I don't like those odds, and I live in Vegas. So one more time, Bob, throw out the website. Give us the number again. I think this is going to go quickly here, especially with all the momentum here in Vegas for the Golden Knights.
Absolutely. $99 gets you the four-puck hockey set for the Golden Knights to salute their historic season. You can call 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. $99 gets it. It's only 5,000 sets are going to be made. You could also purchase it online, NICOsports.com, NIKCOsports.com. And JT, in closing, you know, you and I have one thing in common. I grew up in the Bronx in the 50s. My father took me to my first game. You'll love this. 1956 World Series, Don Larsen's perfect game.
Is that luck? That's why we're involved with you. That's luck. That's why I trust you. I know what you're doing, and I'm really happy that we can connect again. I never thought I'd be hosting a local hockey show in April going into my national show. So good to catch up with you again, Bob, and we'll send everybody to NICOsports.com. Really appreciate it.
Okay, it's always a pleasure. Have a great evening.
You got it. Bob Iback checking in. I think that's a great value, $99 to get those four pucks, and especially the connection with Wild Bill, Fleury, the inaugural season. We're happy that they're doing business here. And a ton of that money goes to the Vegas Golden Knights Foundation, so a charity event on top of that as we begin. Do we still have Terry? Terry, you're on Fox Sports Radio heading into the game. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm a Chicago. My name is Terry. I'm a longtime Bulls, Bears, and Blackhawks fan. And I said, when the Raiders come to Vegas, I'll become a Raiders fan. Because I'm a Bears fan, right? Well, I'm a Raiders fan now. And I can't believe we got an NHL team here. And I'm a Golden Knights fan.
Well, you're on board, so you really sold out in a good way. You came in because you realized, no, in a good way, you realize it's an inaugural season. That's why I did it. If it wasn't expansion, I would not be a Knights fan. I'd be a fan of them wanting to do well. But if they moved here from another city, I would have kept my team. The fact that they started as an expansion team, it was easy for me to jump in.
It's incredible. As far as L.A. is concerned, I think L.A.'s got some bad sports karma going. Whenever they start doing the crybaby stuff and doing unsportsmanlike conduct, they end up not winning. I remember when Meta World Peace mm-hmm. and all the Lakers all acted like babies and everything the last time that they were in the playoffs. They haven't been back since. The guy took his shirt off on the court and all that. I know you probably remember that. And started socking people up because they didn't get their way. And they haven't been back since.
Yeah.
And I really think that the blow that was struck last night really struck a bad karma for the L.A. Kings, too.
Yeah, I don't go down that road with karma in regards to that. This is a great team. This is a really good team. The Kings are physical. They got a great goaltender. They're experienced. They got better stars with rings. They have a lot of advantages in this series. The advantage for the Golden Knights is they had a better regular season. They're faster. They have a Hall of Fame goalie, and they're playing their style of play. Female radio, Tina, I love taking calls from the women because they're typically smarter than us, the men. How are you, Tina?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Real good. What's going on?
Hey, we're headed to one of the bus RTC, the Centennial Bus RTCs. There's about four of us that are going to jump on this bus on our way to the game. We're so excited. I have two boys, Vegas born. We've been NHL fans for over 25 years, and we're so excited to be going to a Golden Knights game tonight. We don't have the kind of money that it takes to get season tickets, but we go every chance we get.
Great, Tina. We'll put you on hold. We'll give you that NHL box from NHL Network, and I'm happy you're going. You're having fun. You're taking the bus, public transportation. You're easing the traffic on a Friday. We greatly appreciate that. Thanks for checking in. Everyone have a good time tonight. I work from 4 to 8 p.m., so at the end of the first period, my wife and I are heading to the Knights practice facility to the second floor where they have that great bar. We're going to have a couple of cocktails with family and friends and watch it there the second and third period. This is a huge game, and we'll get into that coming up next. Coming up next, Steve Fezzik joins us, the only two-time winner of the Super Contest, and then we have two gentlemen in studio from PT's, and they're going to tell you about all the drink specials, the food specials, everything they do. The corporate director of beverage, those are the type of guys you want to know. All the great cocktail specials that they have and where you can watch the games if you don't have a ticket tonight. Steve Fezzik joins us next. Hockey night in Vegas. How cool is this? The flagship, Fox.
It's tough when you get to know guys, play with them for a long time, and then not able to finish up with them. Jordy and I just had a, you know, really good feel for each other where we're out on the field, and obviously made a lot of plays over the years.
That is Aaron Rodgers talking about losing Jordy Nelson to the Silver and Black, the Raiders, And now Dez Bryant's available. JT, back with you, courtesy of PT's. All of the great taverns that they have. We have two guests in studio. We'll get to them in a little bit. Steve Fezzik joins us, the only two-time winner of the Super Contest as we get you ready for the NBA playoffs. Fez, you just heard that Aaron Rodgers bite coming in. And again, not talking about futures and all that, but does Dez, to me, feels like he's the fit for the Green Bay Packers or the New England Patriots? He's an impact guy. We know what he can do. And he's cheaper than he would have been months ago, right?
Well, he's cheap, but I don't know if he's nearly the player that he once was. I will say this, the Cowboys, thin at receiver, you got to wonder why they let him get away if there wasn't a problem.
Yeah, I know he's not a pure number one anymore. He's not an elite number one. But at this price, he's considered a number two, and you can move him around. And he's been a team guy. As much of a problem as we thought he would be throughout his career, he really locked in well with Jerry Jones. And I just think if he goes to a guy like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, veterans with veterans, you just don't find many guys like him at the end of free agency available, maybe at 40 or 50% off the price.
I think that's a great point. Aaron Rodgers makes everyone so good. Look at how Jordy Nelson was completely ineffective when Hundley was quarterbacking for the Packers. It was like he was a rookie.
Steve Fezzik joins us. I had RJ on yesterday, and I wanted to ask, because over the last 2 years, RJ's talked about this heavy, heavy, heavy favorite, the Golden State Warriors. It's not the case anymore. Steph Curry not playing in the first round, no Kawhi Leonard with San Antonio. Handicap this series for me, and what do you expect to see Steve Kerr versus Greg Popovich and the bodies that'll be on the court?
I've got to be a little concerned about the San Antonio team chemistry, but one wonders maybe not having Kawhi and that being settled, maybe that will help them. I'm worried about Golden State. I know they were coasting along, but they were still in a battle for the eventual home court advantage in the finals against Toronto, and they lost it. They really are not nearly as good without Curry. I've got them rated 7.5 points better than an average team, so that's still 4.5 points better than San Antonio. You got to feel Golden State's going to win the series in five.
Toronto opens up -7.5 against Washington. We'll play it now anywhere from -8 to -7.5, wherever you're shopping. And I love this series. And for you as a handicapper, it's interesting because it's guard play. It's really 3.5 to 4 all-stars in the backcourt going up against each other. Washington has the bigger and taller guards. Toronto has the better team.
Yeah, and Toronto has a fantastic bench, including their guards off the bench, Van Vliet. I love how good their bench has gotten. Complete mismatch, in my opinion. I'm going to call for the sweep here for Toronto.
Wow, calling for the sweep. I love what – I don't believe in the process of Philadelphia. I believe the process is cheating. It's an integrity play for me. For 4 years in a row, they quit. They threw in the towel. They wanted ping pong balls. They mailed it in and lost on purpose. Now everybody's raving how great of a team this is as they're on this long winning streak. And Miami comes in with a really good coach, Whiteside, a couple of players, Dwayne Wade, that I don't think has a lot left here. Philadelphia, a big favorite in game one, -6.5. Take a look at the series for us.
Well, I got to be a little bit concerned the fact that Miami basically could mail it in the last week, and Philly has gone all in for 3 weeks to get that number three seed with that long winning streak. And I agree, Spoelstra is a very good coach. I worry, though, about Whiteside, his comments, the chemistry of Miami. And I love this Philly team. Everything they're doing off the bench, Bellini, I may have mispronounced that, but all that guy does is make threes. That bench is so much better. I can't go against Philly.
Steve Fezzik is our guest on Fox Sports Radio. Go to Boston and Milwaukee. I, along with many, have picked Milwaukee to win the series because there's no Kyrie Irving. Boston opens up -3. We'll play it now at -4 on this game individually. And look, Boston's good. They got a great coach, and they got a deep bench, and they got players who played in big games. But overall, are we wrong to thinking Milwaukee's the better team in the series?
I think Boston's still the better team. You know, Brad Stevens is such a great coach, and it's not like he had his stars down the stretch and now we're worried about how they're going to play. They played just fine without them. This team won 55 games with all their injuries, and that was their season win number to start the season. I can't help but think Milwaukee, yeah, they got one tremendous player. Boston's the better team. Boston should prevail.
Zigs, our guest, the only two-time winner of the Super Contest, joining us on Fox Sports Radio. Look, Cleveland, they just don't lose in the first round, period. They don't lose. But Indiana with Oladipo and the way they're playing overall, they are really locked in. They knew they wanted this matchup. Again, you don't want LeBron James in the first round in the playoffs. Do you give Indiana a chance?
A puncher's chance. Wow, you know, Oladipo's emergence. What does that say about Russell Westbrook when Oladipo didn't fit in with Oklahoma City and now he's the star at Indiana? I think Cleveland will throw the switch. They'll be significantly better. I think Cleveland will go ahead and get the series in five games.
I really thought that the Warriors got a break not having to face Oklahoma City. I didn't like all the positioning late with teams tanking, but Oklahoma City now, they're opening up as a 3.5-point favorite against Utah at home, and a lot of fans like Utah for Rudy Gobert. They have a unique team with probably the coach of the year, but I'm going to give Oklahoma City the edge. I really think that this big three, Carmelo and especially Paul George, get it. They understand it. And they have a lot on the line because they're probably not going to be there long term. Do you like Oklahoma City or the better team, Utah, which I thought was a better, more well-rounded team all year long?
I like the players on Oklahoma City. I like the team basketball concept of Utah. If I got to choose between the two, I'll take the team concept. You know, since Rudy Gobert, the big goalie for Utah, came back, this team, I believe, is 28-6. They're playing as well as anybody in that, aside from the big two in the West. I think this series comes down to seven games. Should be a great series.
I had an insider on last night who thought that Anthony Davis plays not only better, but much better without Boogie Cousins. Now I'm looking at New Orleans playing Portland. Portland was really good all year long. Damian Lillard, I like Portland winning this series in five. Do you give Anthony Davis a puncher's chance to win this series?
I think you always have to. Wow, is he good. I would argue he should be the MVP, of course, that he won't be. And I'm surprised that they weren't better when Boogie Cousins was in there, but they actually played better in spurts without him. I really like what Portland's done as well. I got to worry about all the energy New Orleans had to put forth to make the playoffs. I think it's probably priced right. I'm going to stay away.
Steve Fezzik, final one. Minnesota, just happy to be there. I mean, they take Denver down to the play-in game. They have to win in overtime, and now they're 11.5-point underdogs against Houston. I love everything about Houston, and I think Houston will probably sweep this series. But does Minnesota show up and win one game?
I think they probably can. You know, they're a much better team with Jimmy Butler back, and he was out for about 5 or 6 weeks. So I think Minnesota is a fine team. They just were unlucky to draw what is right now the very best team in the West. Now that Curry's out, it's not even close. And Houston's just a juggernaut, and the analytics people love their whole concept, shooting threes, shooting layups. Houston in five.
Sharp play tonight, the Knights, or do you think the Kings to even the series?
Well, basic strategy, I'm always going to look towards the team that's down 1-0 in hockey, and I am not a hockey expert by any stretch of the imagination. I know the Kings have their best defensemen out, but I think there's real value, especially in Vegas, where everyone is betting on the Kings. I personally bet pretty big. I'm sorry, they're betting on Vegas. I bet the Kings on the puck line, a lot of vig, plus 1.5, lay 210. I think it's going to be a very close game.
And that's why you're so sharp. You don't let your emotions get in the way of Vegas putting the jersey on the Statue of Liberty, Toshiba Plaza. You're playing the value play, right?
Absolutely. It's all about making a good wager, and that's what's most important. And I'll root for the Golden Knights, but my wallet's going to root for the Kings.
We'll send everybody to pregame.com. Thanks, Fez.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we have two gentlemen in studio from PT's. We'll talk to them coming up on the other side. You need to be at PT's, at one of their 50-plus taverns in town. It's a must. That's where I go. It's my exclusive place for sports. I go to the SG Bar right here at the end of the street. And wait till you hear all the promotions and the value you'll have when we come back on the other side. If you're going to the game, we got Chris Matthews, who's live at the arena. He'll join us in about 4:45. Hey, it's hockey night in Vegas. Take advantage of the format on the flagship.
That's what I was proud about our team. We didn't change our game because it's the first playoff game. We played hard. We played intense hockey. but it wasn't everybody running around trying to throw body checks, and we didn't get involved in a whole lot of scrums. That's not part of our game, you know. So whistle goes, we get out of there. But we protect the front of our net, and we play hard, and so I like the way our guys come out.
Gerard Gallant, who really is the backbone of this franchise when it comes to coaching this team and keeping everybody calm and cool, we're brought to you by Golden Entertainment, all the PTs in the Valley, and a perfect time to get Scott Green in studio, the director of culinary for PTs Entertainment Group, and Jason Shulo, who joins us from Golden Entertainment, corporate director of beverage. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Let's start off with you, Jason. I know you're excited. I've seen you in town. You know the backbone of the city. With the Knights now winning, it was great to see your company, Golden Entertainment, lock in before the start of this run and now really take advantage of the benefits of this playoff push.
Yeah, I mean, the energy for these fans here in the city, you know, it's been unreal. The energy in the taverns is second to none. The only way you can get a little better is maybe being at T-Mobile, but it's been a lot of fun for us at the taverns.
And it's amazing because I've been telling everybody to get out there for pregame, and that's what we wanted to talk about today because of the time of the puck dropping after 7 o'clock, everybody getting off of different ships, and why it's so great throughout the Valley to get to a PT's.
Yeah, it's great because our award-winning happy hour goes from 5 to 7, and then it rolls right into the hockey specials that we have. So we're doing $3 Budweiser and Bud Light bottles during every one of the night's games. So it's great going from our normal happy hour right into the cool hockey specials we got going on.
And talk about what I like, the late night happy hour, because I work late night. That's incredible that you guys have owned that in this town for such a long time, the ability to have that second happy hour late at night.
You know, I've worked in the strip corridor for a lot of my life, and it's a lot of fun kind of being able to get off of work and know that you can go to a fun local tavern and get a good drink and a good beer.
Scott Green joins us, director of culinary. And Scott, the food is unbelievable. Paulie, who used to sit in this seat with me before he moved on to VEASAN, we would talk about the food. And every time I go into a PT's, the food gets better and better. Talk about the vision of the company when it comes to the food and how you guys continue to evolve.
Well, I mean, I'm just coming on board, and we're looking at, you know, I've been in town a long time. I've been probably going to PT's for about 20 years now. So just how we create the right kind of atmosphere with the pub food and do good burgers, good pizzas, good wings, as we always have, and create the consistency.
And you have a really big background in doing some great opportunities and options with the food. What's happening? Because you have all these different brands from Sierra Gold to PT's Gold. I go to the SG all the time. The Stratosphere's on the horizon. Your vision for the food going forward, because a lot of people come in there for gaming and unbelievable cocktails and beer, but your food is your specialty.
Absolutely. We have some big plans for how we differentiate the brand. So, you know, as you mentioned, SG Bar. We also have the Sierra Gold brand. We carry the Sean Patrick's brand, as well as PT's Gold and PT's Pub. So we're looking at changing all the food throughout the pubs over the next 6 months, actually, and creating some diverse brands so you can get some good Irish food in an Irish pub.
No doubt about it. Jason, I want to ask you about all the different opportunities for alcohol when you look at all the different types of beverage, but the beer is incredible to me. I was just at the World Beer Festival, and we spent a lot of time at the PT's area there. Incredible to see the brewery and that side of the company really explode recently.
Yeah, I mean, brewers are starting to turn into chefs. So being at that festival and just seeing what these brewers are doing with hops and water is kind of fun. And Dave Otto, our own brewer, he's doing some great things for the PT Brewing Company. And it just makes it a lot of fun to offer something that we make to our customers.
Your background in mixology and taking a look at all the different brands that are in town, it just seems like Vegas now is at a point where with all the different options from all the different casinos and the nightlife in town, I recommend all my friends going to PT's because they can get whatever they want there, every food option, every beverage option there, and the vibe, the gaming vibe is so cool, especially built around this hockey push. I think this hockey push is the perfect opportunity now for all the promotions you guys have.
Yeah, definitely. For the gaming side, if you earn during the hockey games, if you earn 20 of the golden points, then you're going to get $20 of free play during all the night's games. So it makes it fun for the people sitting down at the machines, and then it makes it fun for the people that are having some food and beverage.
What are your guys' sports backgrounds? I'll start with you. What do you like? Who are your teams growing up as a kid, and what do you think about this run with the Knights?
So with hockey, I actually have never been a hockey fan growing up in the desert. I never really paid to, but I spent about 3 years in Canada, so I was a Flames fan for a minute, but as soon as I got home, it seems to be the best time
so
to be
a Knights
easy, fan.
So you're an easy flip when it comes to you, Scott. It wasn't tough to get you from the desert and out of calorie. What about you, Jason?
You know, my kids, Mason and Junior, make fun of me for sticking with the Browns, but I'm from Northeast Ohio, and I'm loyal to the Browns, Indians, and Cavs. So
you think Dez Bryant maybe to the Browns? That was a breaking news story today. Would you take him?
I would.
You wouldn't?
I would.
Oh, you would. You would. Good, good, good. I think
we need everyone we can get.
You can get everyone you can get, no doubt. Guys, there's game two tonight. One more time with the promotions, everything you have going. Jason, I'll start with you. Talk about all the beverage opportunities, where everyone should be tonight for this game two of the Knights versus the Kings.
Yeah, so 50% off all drinks leading up from 5 to 7. And then once the puck drops at 7 o'clock, then we got $3 Bud and Bud Light bottles during the game.
Scott, what am I ordering? I can't do the New Yorker anymore. I'm done. Oh. I retired from it. Where do I go from here?
Well, as he said, leading up our happy hour, you got all of our pizzas 50% off throughout the, and then all the way leading up to the game. And then throughout the game, we have street tacos, and we're running a Turkey Rachel special.
Awesome. So. Thank you very much, guys, for coming in, especially on a busy day. I know there's a lot happening tonight with this hockey game, but, you know, PTs, this show, Ross, the whole family behind the scene, I really appreciate them putting this together. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a great group. Go Knights.
You got it,
go
man. Our guys from PTs coming in here, the elite sponsor of this radio show. When we come back, we'll get to Chris Matthews live at T-Mobile. He'll give us a live hit before the start of the game tonight. And will they be able to top the opening of the last game? A whole bunch of different features we saw from the regular season to the postseason, and maybe there's something new coming tonight as the Kings are in town for game two. If the Knights win, I think the series ends in five. If the Kings win, I think we're going into the deep water, maybe to six or seven. We'll wrap it up next.
It was definitely a playoff game, and it was a tight check-in game. And like I said, both goalies made some real key saves. And it wasn't really a 1-0 game. It was probably a 4-3 game for somebody. But the goaltending was excellent.
Gerard Gallant with the blue blazer. Wonder what he's going to wear tonight, the fashion icon. JT, back with you as we wrap it up. I got Sam Amick from USA Today, the great NBA insider at 5:30. Mark Slareth, the stink from the NFL on Fox. And John Paul Morosi, our great baseball insider from MLB Network, joining us at 7 p.m. Pacific. I wish I could be there with my friend Chris Matthews, who covers everything that happens big in this town. And Chris, it's going to be hard to top that first game, especially the pregame. Tell us all about it. What was that experience like in the building for you?
Oh, I'll tell you what, when you have a 1-0 game in the Stanley Cup playoffs and you have these two great goalies, Quick and Fleury, well, they have five Stanley Cup championships between them. So back in goal again tonight, it's going to be thrilling. You kind of wonder if it will be played out the same way with a low-scoring, hard-fought game. You kind of, that's kind of what you anticipate. All the players are saying it's going to be that way. In fact, today the Kings were talking about that first line for the Knights, just how powerful they are when you got Marchessault and now Riley Smith is back. And, of course, Carlson with those 43 goals. So we're out here just kind of waiting with everybody else with all the Golden Knights jersey gear rolling around here. What a great time here in Las Vegas.
Chris Matthews joins us from News 8. Now, Chris, Drew Doughty's not going to play for the Kings, and I could say arguably he's the best player on both teams. I mean, he's an elite Norris Trophy-type defenseman. I think this becomes a must-win game for the Golden Knights. If the best player on the Kings isn't available, there's no way if the Kings win, they don't think they're right back in the series gaining home ice advantage. This is a crucial moment for the Vegas franchise to put this team down.
When you got one of the Kings' top guys out, not on the ice tonight, and you have an opportunity to go up 2-0 on the Kings, or on the Kings, and go to L.A. with a lot of confidence. And they've played well on the road. This team has played really well on the road. So if they can get that 2-0 lead, head down to L.A., and who knows, maybe they steal one down there. I mean, that would be gigantic. And like you mentioned, with Doughty out of the game, I know all the Golden Knights are just going to say, hey, it doesn't matter. We'll skate with who's ever out there. We're not focused on Doughty being gone. But when you got one of the best players out, it will make a difference. It's one of those games that the players are all talking about how tough and physical it's going to be once again. So it'll be fun to see. And then the crowd's starting to gather down here. Hey, oh, I got something real interesting that I was going to pass on your way. According to Fanatics, the number one merchandise in all the United States right now are the Golden Knights since the start of the season. How cool is that? And over the past 2 weeks, a 90% increase in Golden Knights merchandise. They have bought Golden Knights merchandise from 90 different countries. So I'll tell you what, like Bill Foley always wanted, he wanted this team to be an international type of team where people would would fly in from wherever, the tourists, and leave with Golden Knights merchandise. Well, I'll tell you what, his dream is absolutely coming true.
Hey, Chris, before you go, it seems like a lot of Kings fans couldn't get tickets. A lot of Kings fans wanted to come to this game. It's a short car ride. A lot of credit goes to these season ticket holders. They held and absorbed all those tickets. This is a really big Knights crowd. There's not a lot of Kings fans.
Well, yeah, you're right. What the Knights did, I thought, was brilliant when they said, you know what, we'll sell you these season tickets. We'll sell them to you for a little bit cheaper, but if you want to buy them and then resell them, we're going to charge you a premium price. A lot of these Golden Knights fans, they said, you know what, we're going to go to the game. We're not going to sell them. And the game one was unbelievable. 18,479, a new season record inside T-Mobile. And I expect the same tonight. As I look around now, I do not see, in fact, I do not see one single, and there will be some, but I do not right now see one single person in Kings gear. It's all Golden Knights.
Thank you, Chris. Really appreciate a few minutes. Have a great time tonight.
All right, thank you very much, JT.
You got it. Chris Matthews live at Toshiba Plaza. Again, I go back with Chris a long time, and we were talking about the opportunity to talk hockey in April, and he's down there working. I'm here in the studio of the flagship station, and the fact that we could talk about and build this energy in town, really excited about that. Hey, before we get out of here, one other story we're going to be getting into tonight in regards to the Brett Favre news. I don't know if you got a chance to hear this. We're going to be playing it a little bit later on tonight. Brett Favre is starting to make it clear that he's not right. Brett Favre is not feeling the way he did as a football player, and he's starting to talk about the concussions he had back in the day.
How many concussions would you say you suffered?
That I know of, three, four, maybe. But as we are learning about concussions, there's a term that is often used in football and maybe in other sports that I got dinged.
Yeah, and he went on to talk about being dinged because I think this is an important moment to talk about young kids, young football players who are in high school, and they don't get a full-blown concussion, but they feel like something's wrong and they have to come out of the game. Favre talked about that.
Dinged is a concussion when you have ringing of the ears, seeing stars, that's a concussion. And if that is a concussion, I've had hundreds, probably thousands throughout my career.
For Brett Favre to say that he's had thousands of dings in his life where he saw stars, that's not good news because he's one of the greatest players of all time. He's a Mount Rushmore quarterback, and now he's concerned about his health moving forward the rest of his life.
Tomorrow I may be in great health, but I don't know who I am and where I'm going. So it can happen overnight, and I know it's not as dramatic as that, but that's the scary thing. And so no matter what I do to try to take care of myself physically, that is a part of my future that I really can't control, and that is very scary.
The other big football story today is Sebastian Janikowski, who came on with me 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Bobby, right? 3 weeks ago, the only interview he did was with me after he retired, or was let go, excuse me, by the Raiders. Signs today with the Seattle Seahawks. Unbelievable that Jano is going to be kicking in Seattle for the next couple of years. Really good team, rabid environment, outdoors, not in a dome. And I wish him nothing but the best. The Raiders will play the Seahawks in the final game of the preseason in Seattle this year. And Sebastian Janikowski, at the age of 40, strikes a deal with Seattle, which is good news for him and his family as he gets to continue to kick and continue to put up some milestone records. So the game is tonight. Coming up here, we're going right to the pregame coverage here. Right, Bobby? Because it was at 5 o'clock. It's still me. We're going to stay with me. Good. Okay, so we got about an hour to go with this show coming up at the top of the hour. And then we'll get right into the night's coverage, the pregame coming up with that, and what this game means tonight. This is a huge game. All of them are big, but I think tonight is the put them down game. If you go up 2-0 on the Kings, a team that they were better than all year long, I think they'll close out the series. Letting the Kings win this game and the Kings finding a way to win really changes it out. I think it takes it to a 7-game series. So about as big of a game that's ever been played. We say that often because this is an inaugural expansion team, but tonight's the playoffs and everything's on the line. Thanks to the guys from PT's who came in. Really appreciate that. They are the elite sponsor of the show. Scott Green and Jason Shulo. Appreciate that. Chris Matthews down at Toshiba Plaza. Steve Fezzik joined us. Really appreciate that. And Bob Iback, who's got those four puck sets if you want to go in and help out the Vegas Golden Knights Foundation. We appreciate the fact that he came on. We start the national show at the top of the hour, and the Vegas Golden Knights are a national story. Thanks to Bobby. We did a full week of shows. No preemption. Have a great weekend, everybody.